Hello everyone, and welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast. This is your host, Simaira, and in this podcast, I will be talking about investing. Okay, investing, asset allocation, and portfolio diversification. So, to begin, most people who have never taken a single class in finance seem to believe that investing is only about wealth preservation. Well, if that were true, then investors like Warren Buffett would not be a billionaire. Okay. So investing can be just about wealth preservation, and it can also be about wealth generation. Contrary to popular belief, what everyone else believes, there are actually market beating strategies. And I know you know that, that anyone can, you know, use or employ, given the right, or when they're in the right environment, to beat the market. But it is very challenging if you don't know what you are doing, okay? So these market beating strategies work much better in highly inefficient markets. Some of these strategies include value investing, where investors seek assets, especially equity and debt, that are trading at a significant discount relative to their fair value or intrinsic value. Others may include following the trend and timing the market. These categories of investors are commonly known as global macro investors. People like Paul Tudor Jones. If you don't know, Paul Tudor Jones is a famous trader. George Soros, the most famous hedge fund manager who is known for breaking the Bank of England. Stan Druckenmiller, Ray Dalio, the founder of the largest hedge fund in history, known as Bridgewater. These are all traders that they follow trend. They time markets. Okay. And these market beating strategies, the thing about this market beating strategy is that they only work in highly inefficient markets. Okay, so in inefficient markets, you cannot really find inefficiency to probably time the market or maybe to buy an asset for a cheaper price. An asset below the intrinsic value, that is. That only exists in inefficient markets, okay? And there are inefficient markets. Otherwise, there wouldn't be hedge funds. Otherwise, there wouldn't be... Warren Buffett wouldn't be a billionaire. Otherwise, there wouldn't be anything such as value investing. Okay, so they always work in inefficient markets. They don't work in efficient markets. Other type of managers, they employ leverage and have both long and short positions, meaning they may buy an asset that they think or believe is undervalued or below its intrinsic value, that has a margin of safety, and short sell, at the same time, short sell assets that they believe is overvalued. Then there are others who use sophisticated trading algorithms to trade the markets at very high speeds. Okay, they call them high frequency traders. And you have Renaissance technology, which employs mathematicians and physicists and engineers that always use financial models and machine learning to trade the markets. There are others who depend on corporate events. They're called, you know, corporate events such as bankruptcy, mergers and acquisition, and spin-offs, or depressed companies, right, to invest in those companies. So these are the assets, the returns that they generate are very uncorrelated to the broad market. The broad market, the market is just an average of all the transactions in a particular asset class. For example, the stock market is an average of average price of all the shares of the top 500 companies in the United States that people buy and sell. That is the market. So it's just an average. So, after all that, what is the best strategy? Well, it depends, right? Most investors specialize in one single strategy or niche. For example, Warren Buffett is considered a value investor, okay? Howard Marks invest in distressed debt, only in distressed debt. These strategies, however, are very, very simple to understand, but they are also very complex to execute. It takes skill and training, and a normal investor does not have the time to master a strategy. And a normal investor, I mean retail investors, or people who are not in the field of investing or finance. They also invest. Maybe they invest through their pension, their retirement accounts, right? They are investors, but they are not professionals, okay? And they don't have the time. Investing is an old world on its own. And playing in the markets, trying to time the market, trying to buy undervalued securities, it's much tougher than playing in the Olympics. That is what Ray Dalio says, okay? So, is there a way for investors, okay? That being said, is there a way for investors to safely invest their capital? Well, according to one of the greatest institutional investors in history, the late David Swensen, who manages an endowment from Yale University, there are three ways investment portfolios generate returns. Number one, asset allocation. Number two, market timing. And number three, security selections. Okay, so as you can tell, all the strategies I've just mentioned fall under market timing and security selections. They generate what we call alpha. Okay, alpha is the excess return above beta. So in portfolio theory, a portfolio return is the sum of the risk-free return, which is cash or bonds, plus beta, which is just a measure of the sensitivity of an asset to the general market, the averages, and anything above that is called alpha. Okay, so you can tell if you have risk, if your portfolio accounts for the risk-free rate and your beta, and you still have a lot of returns after that, then it's probably attributable to the skill of the manager. Okay, so David Swanton says there are three investment portfolio returns. We have asset allocation, market timing, and security selections, okay? But guess what? 100% of all the portfolio returns of all institutions or investors in history throughout time is 100% attributable to asset allocation. Why is that? Well, it's because market timing and security selections are zero-sum games. And in fact, over a long period of time, they have negative returns. Right? They have negative returns because of fees and commissions that Wall Street ciphers from them. Therefore, the most important investment decision you will ever make in your life is asset allocation. But what is asset allocation? Asset allocation is the percentage of your money that you allocate to different asset classes. And you might ask, what is the right mix? Well, the key lies in one of the best. And in fact, I would go far as to say that the best investment strategy is called diversification. It is probably the most hated strategy in all of finance because it seems boring, and traditionally diversified portfolios have even performed very poorly in the financial crisis, and that is because they were not truly diversified. True diversification is not just allocation of dollars to different asset classes, but more importantly, the allocation of risk. Different asset classes have different return and risk characteristics. Most of the diversified portfolios had a lot of exposure to equities, and equities are the most riskiest assets. But then you might say, it is a known well fact that higher returning assets have higher risk, and the same is true for lower returning assets. So if a portfolio is diversified, it will decrease one's risk, but it will also decrease one's return. There is a solution to this problem. Is with financial engineering and with the use of leverage, investors can engineer your portfolio to have very low risk, through diversification, and once your risk profile is lower, then they can use leverage to increase your returns. And that will allow you to have a portfolio that has targeted returns, that has your targeted return with a lower risk. Thank you all for listening, and this is your host. See you all in the next episode.